In this bulletin, 12 COVID deaths in New South Wales and 787 new cases. A tight election race in Germany leaves the country on edge. And in tennis, Kim Clijsters returns to the game. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Another 12 people have died with COVID-19 in New South Wales, with the state recording 787 new cases. Premier Gladys Berejiklian has announced a staggered reopening with a three-stage roadmap for COVID-19 rules to relax. She says when 70% of the population is fully vaccinated, people will be able to exit lockdown. She's predicting this will be on October the 11th. And at 80%, travel around New South Wales will be permitted. Premier Berejiklian is warning the hospital system could still be overwhelmed in October once the state starts to reopen.
Technically, we're still looking at our system being overwhelmed in October, and I just ask people to exercise caution there. We know that once we start reopening at 70% double dose, that the case numbers will go through the roof. But what will protect us is the fact that so many people have received at least the first dose of the vaccine, and those people will have that extra layer of protection against ending up in hospital or worse.
Victoria has recorded 705 new cases and one further death from COVID-19. The state processed more than 51,000 tests and has more than 8,000 active cases. The regional city of Geelong has also been released from its lockdown overnight. From Wednesday, further restrictions will be eased when Victoria is likely to pass the 80% single-dose vaccine coverage. Queensland has detected no community transmission of coronavirus overnight, as Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk vows to ramp up the vaccine rollout. The state government says it wants more Queenslanders to receive the jab to prevent another COVID-19 outbreak and to avoid further lockdowns. Union officials are warning that coronavirus transmission could still occur, even if all safety measures are followed, at Canberra construction sites. 9 people have become unwell after exposure to COVID-19 at a Canberra CBD building site last week, and 6 were construction staff. The chief whip of Germany's Free Democratic Party says negotiations to form a government could last months after Sunday's close vote. Early results suggest the Social Democrats will narrowly win the election with 26% of the vote ahead of Angela Merkel's Conservative bloc. But neither is commanding a majority, and it could lead to an alliance led by either the Social Democrats or Merkel's Conservatives. FDP politician Florian Tonkar says the talks to establish a government could take weeks or even longer.
And it's a good outcome also for the international community, because we can grant whatever the outcome of the coalition talks will be, it will be a coalition of partners who are pro-NATO, pro-European Union.
In tennis, former world number one Kim Clijsters of Belgium is returning to the WTA Tour at the age of 38. Clijsters says she's looking forward to taking on the challenge of a comeback before she turns 40. It's been 2 decades since she reached her first Grand Slam final and 10 years since she won her last major singles championship. And Lewis Hamilton has become the first Formula One driver to win 100 Grand Prix after his latest victory in Russia. The 7-time world champion triumphed in a rain-soaked finale at the Russian Grand Prix over the weekend. Hamilton has thanked his team for their strategic work and called the win incredible.
And I was really, really, really grateful for them just continuing to push. It's taken a long time just to get that one win. Of course, our competitors are super fast, as you can see. But nonetheless, I'm really, really grateful.
Well, now today's weather. Perth, a shower or two, 21 degrees. Adelaide, high cloud, 24. Mostly sunny for Melbourne, 20. Hobart, partly cloudy, 18. Canberra, mostly sunny, 18. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 19. Sydney, much the same, 19 degrees. Newcastle, similar conditions, 21. Brisbane, cloudy and 22. Cairns, mostly sunny, 31. And Darwin, sunny as well, and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.